It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's all about Derek Carr right now.
Oh, and Devontae Adams. We're all talking about Derek Carr. The bigger bigger cog here might actually be Devontae Adams, who talked about his love for Derek Carr. Have you heard this?
Obviously, I don't think anybody was excited about it in here. You know, him being one of my really good friends, and you know the reason why I came here in the first place. I mean, I wouldn't be here right now if he wasn't here. So there's a process of how things go, and obviously I support my guy, and you know we got to finish this season out, you know, the best way we can possible with, you know, all things considered at this point.
Whoa, that's my guy. The reason I came here, Devontae Adams, top five receiver in the NFL. No one could argue that. Maybe top three, right? Devontae Adams leaves Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, where they were pretty much a playoff automatic for the last, what felt like decades, right? And now, the quarterback he went to go play with in Las Vegas is out? Take your 2 weeks? We don't even know if you're coming back?
Well, let's backtrack and back up a little bit. While you were eating pizza last night, stuffing your face, and having drinks, catching up with friends, like I was, you may have missed. Josh McDaniels announced that backup quarterback Jarrett Stidham is in for Carr, taking over for Carr for the last 2 weeks. They make it seem like it's this mutually agreed sort of thing. He'd step away from the team to not be a distraction. Again, they're 6-9. Carr's guaranteed $33 million. What's going on? Is he done?
I mean, they were committed to Derek Carr less than a year ago because they gave him the 3-year, $120-plus million extension. So, you know, up until this season, you know what the bummer is for the Raiders, for Raiders fans? And I do feel for them a little bit. They thought they finally had it together, right? This is a team, a franchise with a great history, but you forget that history's a long, long time ago. When you talk about John Madden, I mentioned Jim Plunkett before, and Kenny Stabler, Marcus Allen, this is not yesterday. We're talking 30, 40, 50 years ago. So we got to remember the Raiders, yeah, they had that one run at the Super Bowl with Gruden. And they actually, no, when they lost to Gruden, if you remember the Jerry Rice, Tim Brown, Rich Gannon team, that was their only like sniff of success.
And he's had 9 years with the team. Like, so time is a fly.
So we're talking about a Raiders team where this is a franchise that probably thought, all right, we're going to get back on track. We got a new city, a sweet new stadium that looks like a giant Roomba. We got McDaniels as the coach. We got Derek Carr locked up. We got Devontae Adams. We're building this. We got Renfro. We got pieces of the puzzle here. I remember during the preseason, I'll admit it, because I'm not one of those guys that tries to hide my bad takes, because I've had some good ones too. But one of my worst ones, Vegas had the Raiders over under 8 wins. Thank God I wasn't in Las Vegas at the time, or wherever I was gambling didn't have that prop bet. I thought over 8 wins was automatic for the Raiders. I said, what the worst case scenario? They go 9-8 or 10-7 and make the playoffs? I thought the Raiders were locked and ready to go. So this has to be an amazingly huge setback for all the fans and everyone in Vegas and McDaniels. Carr doesn't know where he's going. Davante Adams, if the Raiders aren't careful, Covino, he might say, yeah, I demand the trade. I don't want to be here. I came here for that guy. I left my scenario in Green Bay. I was chilling, eating cheese curds, you know, doing Lambeau leaps, hanging with Aaron Rodgers, and I left that to come here. And now you all messed it up.
For his guy, for his friend, he clearly states that, you know, he came here because of his relationship.
You know what it would be like?
Carr.
It would be like you inviting me out to a club. Let's go back to the, you know, on a throwback Thursday, let's go back to the 2000s.
2000s.
When you and I were single dudes.
Yeah.
You know.
I was slaying it, bro.
All right, slow down. Covino and I, single guys. That's how we became friends. We were both radio guys. We met. We're like, yo, what are you into? I'm like, I'm into sports, hot girls, and like hanging out and drinking. He's like, me too. Let's hang. That's how Covino and I became friends. So imagine us, early 20s, and you're like, yo, dude, there's this club in Jersey. Come meet me there. Every girl here is a 10. And I'm like, dude, I'm all the way on Long Island. I'm not coming to Jersey. And you're like, bro, come to Jersey. Oh! And I make the trip over the George Washington Bridge or through the Lincoln Tunnel. I get my ass to Jersey. I show up at this club. I pay the cover charge. I get into the club. I'm like, Covino, I'm here. Where are the ladies? And you're like, yeah, bro, I left that club. I'm home. Well, but I went through all this effort because I wanted to go with
you're
you.
My guy.
You're my guy. That's what Derek Carr and Davante Adams are dealing with right now. Davante Adams went to the club, and Derek Carr is like leaving the club.
You know what, man? It's like I've always said, Rich, and I've always said this. Sports imitates life.
You have said that.
I've always said that. Some people say art imitates life.
You know what else you also say a lot? You also say 27 rings, and people want to punch you.
I say that sometimes when we're talking baseball.
You're a Yankees fan. I get it.
Yeah. So sports imitates life. It's like this. Hit it. How about, and I don't want to give up too much about my personal life, but I will because it's relatable. You know, I sort of originally moved out here to be a family man, Nicolas Cage style.
Great movie.
Especially around the holidays.
What was a better life for Nick Cage, when he was with his like family in the suburbs or when he was like a rich guy with that sleek place?
Well, it depends when you ask me. If you ask me when I was a younger man, I was like, that slick place, man. Are you serious?
I remember thinking, what's the point of this movie? It's like, a great movie, but I'm like, I sort of like both of his lives. Like, you know.
So, I had a daughter.
And still do.
And still do. She lived in L.A. with her mom, and I was going back and forth like a maniac. Back and forth, just trying to make my life work, because we were working in New York.
Just to give people some insight. Covino's not full of crap. Covino and his girl were dating long distance. They had a baby. They had been together for years. Covino and I were doing Sirius XM in New York and SNY, the Mets and Jets channel. So we were doing a radio and TV show Monday through Friday. Every Friday night, Covino would take a flight to L.A., come back on the red eye Sunday, Monday. Like, we're talking this guy
for years.
Every weekend, just to be a present dad.
Yeah, because, you know, my wife.
Ex was uncooperative.
My ex, you know, she had her life and career in Los Angeles and my daughter in Los Angeles, and I had my career in New York. So I'd be going back and forth, doing my best. Finally, was able to make the move. Six years later, was finally able to make the move officially to Los Angeles. And Rich decided to come along. Spotty decided to come along. But finally, all of my life was under one roof in L.A.
Let me tell you,
said goodbye to the East Coast.
It was a good idea for our show and all of us. But
yes,
the reality is the catalyst was we were all New York and New Jersey guys. Covino's ex-wife and kid were out here in L.A. And we had some opportunities that said, hey, if you move to L.A., it'll be worth it. And we're like, you know what? Might be time for a change, and Covino's kids out there.
Exactly.
So, boom, we get here.
Within 6 months, the marriage was over. I'm like, I went through all of this.
You're Devontae Adams, bro.
I came all the way here, finally. Moved my entire career to Los Angeles, again, for fortune and glory, but also to be Nicolas Cage, the family man.
And you know what? Devontae Adams went from Green Bay to Vegas, sort of an upgrade in lifestyle. You went from Jersey to Los Angeles, sort of an upgrade of life.
Yeah, look, but the downside was, now that I'm finally here, you want to bounce? Are you serious? So, I mean, like I said, sports imitates life.
How does
Do
it
I
make
feel
you,
bad
how
for
does it
Adams?
Make you, how does it make you feel, Covino?
Well, there's a silver lining to this. Silver and black.
Silver and black lining.
You know, life moved forward. We still prospered. We ended up on TV, on ESPN. Our career was still doing well. It hit hard as far as life was concerned, but it's like Ivan Drago said, to keep it sports related.
My favorite boxer, Ivan Drago.
Yasibya. You know, everyone's sort of out for themselves, dude. As sad as that is, I know it's a team sport.
What did Drago say again?
Yasibya.
Oh, that's right, the closed captioning. I fight for me.
He also said, I must break you.
He did say that.
The point I'm trying to make is, although it's a team sport, and although they're probably pals, and although I had great intentions to be a family man, people got to look out for themselves sometimes. Yeah. So what's Derek Carr supposed to do? What is he supposed to do in this situation? You know, to be fair, what was my ex supposed to do? Stick around because she owed me something? Right? If she wasn't happy or she wasn't vibing, what's she supposed to do? What's Derek Carr supposed to do? Worry about Adams in this situation?
Yeah, but I'm saying, a year ago, Bisaccia takes over as the coach and does well. The Raiders are 10-7. They slipped to what looks like 6-11 this year. Because they're 6-9, and now they're playing with Stidham against the Niners and the Chiefs. Arguably a Super Bowl preview, right? So the Raiders are going to go 6-11. They're going to be four games off of last year's pace with a shiny new head coach and Devontae Adams. And, you know, when you thought Derek Carr was going to come into his own with the right weapons, I just wonder, as they say a lot in the NBA, run it back. Do you run it back and say, hey, they lost a lot of close games. Let's tighten it up. A couple players here and there. Is this a team that's going to be 6-11 that next year could very well be 11-6 based on a couple close wins and maybe a couple pieces?
Easily. Look at the difference a year makes. Ask the Rams fans.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, easily could turn it around next year with the right pieces and the right people.
I think that Derek Carr's days as a Raider aren't necessarily over.
Wow.
And I say that because Devontae Adams is a part of this puzzle. You can't forget, man, Devontae Adams went there. He said it.
You can't force people. Like,
I know.
Said, sports imitates life. You don't think I said, hey, how about we try to work this out? Sometimes people are just done, dude. You know, like, hey, I've been here 9 years.
The Raiders,
it's not working.
Chris, if you could play that clip one more time, just listen to Devontae Adams.
Obviously, I don't think anybody was excited about it in here.
Anybody?
You know, him being one of my really good friends, and you know the reason why I came here in the first place. I mean, I wouldn't be here right now if he wasn't if he wasn't here. So there's a process of how things go, and obviously I support my guy, and you know we got to finish this season out the best way we can possible with all things considered at this point.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. I know it's not a relationship, but it is in a way. I get it. Your relationship with the team and the organization. But if the Raiders aren't careful, this could turn into a complete rebuild where I think it could be a tweak. You know, a lot of times organizations and fans panic. Your team doesn't make the playoff. Your team doesn't go far in the playoffs. So what do they want to do? They want to blow up the team and start from scratch. I don't think the Raiders need to do that. Look at the weapons the Raiders have. Maybe a better line, maybe a couple small trades or draft picks could make the difference. This Raiders team is not far off, is what I'm saying. You know how we said that about the Lions for a while? Mm-hmm. Their record showed that they were awful. Same with the Bears. The Bears, I think, are the best, worst. The Bears are the best three-win team I've seen in years. Sometimes a team isn't that far off. And I think the Raiders are not like doomsday. I think Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Renfro, All the weapons they have on offense, Josh Jacobs, they're a playoff team in a year from now. Don't give up on the Derek Carr, Devontae Adams thing, because I think they're sort of a package deal. Don't be surprised if Derek.
Okay, so then explain this.
If they kick Derek Carr to the trash. Derek Carr to the trash with all your Christmas boxes and all the, you know, wrapping paper. If they kick Carr to the trash bin, Devontae Adams will not be a Raider next year. Something will happen.
Agreed. Why did they mutually agree that he'd step away from the team?
Derek Carr's
and why
dude.
Does every report say his tenure with the team is on the brink?
I don't know, man. It's a good question.
I feel like, you know, the writing's on the wall.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Covino, I know you wanted to talk some Sunday ticket. There's an update?
There is an update.
You're not a Sunday ticket guy. I don't know how you do it. You're a red zone guy. That drives me insane. My ADD combined with red zone, I don't know how my head would spin off. I have to watch. You know what I do? The best part about Sunday ticket in its current form, I mean, people know this that have Sunday ticket, is that, you know, you could flip it back and forth to the games you want, but every game has the recap of highlights. So let's say you're not watching the Cowboys-Giants game. They'll show the key plays on that game's little Sunday ticket ticker. So I feel like red zone, too much. Can't handle it.
It's not a good mix for someone like you who wears hyper pants every day. Yeah. Your head might explode watching red zone. So the update, I have an update, and then I have a thought behind it, okay?
Yeah.
Because Sunday Ticket will now be on YouTube TV, which will cost $64.99 per month as a standalone service. So, bam, that's 65 bean-a-roos right there. 65 beans just for
September,
YouTube
October,
TV.
November, December. Is that sort of what it is now? What
then? It's $300 per season, or there's like specific team options.
Huh.
DirecTV Now is anywhere from $79 to $149 a month.
So this is a deal. So they're giving you a better deal.
So it seems to be a better deal. However, again, that's the update.
You know what the advantage is, Covino? I'll give you the advantage. I'm not going to do this because, you know, because we work at Fox and we're, you know, I'm a football fan more than just my Niners. I think there's going to be a lot of people that like that option where they could subscribe to their team because it's probably going to be a cheaper option. I do this for MLB, call me a cheapskate, but I don't care about a random Cincinnati Reds Cardinals game. I'm a Mets fan. So I have...
Yeah, but football's different.
No, I know, but I'm saying what I do for baseball, which is I only get the Mets games, I think people are going to do that with their NFL team, believe it or not.
So YouTube TV takes over. The Sunday Ticket plan is $300 per season, or the team plan that Rich just described.
It's a good deal, by the way. $300 for the season, I think, is a great deal.
When it ranged previously, Sunday Ticket, DirecTV, from $79 to $149.99 per month. But here's my sort of mild take on it. As I'm here visiting the Fam Bam Doozle, the family.
Fam Bam Doozle.
Fam Bam Doozle.
It's going to stick.
I'm telling
on.
You.
Really catching on.
Make a t-shirt.
One thing I've noticed, man.
Yes.
More than any other observation that I've made being home for the holidays is that as your parents' generation gets older, they are lost in the sauce, as my dad would say.
Lost in the sauce. That guy's lost in the sauce.
They are lost in the sauce when it comes to finding games, movies, just any Ancient Aliens, whatever your dad wants to watch. They don't know where to find it, where it's on, what service they have. There's too many apps. Remember, they grew up with cable. And it's confusing to us, right? It's confusing to us sometimes when you have to log in through your phone and put in the access code and get it on your TV. And, man, did I have that on my smart TV or on my Fire Stick?
Listen, if you're a middle-aged person, it sometimes gets confusing. My wife and I were trying to watch HBO Max in our bedroom, and I was like, oh, we're not logged on in here? Oh, wait, so we have to go to HBO.com, type in our provider. Hold on, babe, a password's being sent to your email. It's a pain in the ass for a 40-year-old, right? So our parents' generation is, as you said, lost in the sauce.
It is such a problem, and where there's a problem, there has to be a solution that someone has to create and take it to Shark Tank. Because I'm noticing that older people, our parents' generation, they're just giving up. So my dad will be watching some miserable show, and I'm like, "What are you watching?" And he's watching some rerun of F Troop, and I'm like, "Why are you watching this?" And he's like, "Yeah, because he can't find his game. He can't find whatever show he wants." And he gives up. And you know why? Because dads and parents, they don't know their passwords. Oh. They don't know their email. They don't know, you know, where they have their passwords. They don't know their Wi-Fi password.
Dude, we can't be the only one. I've asked my mom or my dad, "Hey, all right, well, what email do you use for this?" "I don't know." What do you mean you don't know? What, mom? Do you even have an email? What's your email?
So as the I think it's the kid's job, right? The kid comes home, visit the parents. Parents have no clue. And I don't blame them because it is a little confusing. You want to help, but you don't have access to their passwords.
So
you don't
have
access to anything.
This is a lesson.
So you're lost in the sauce now.
A lesson for you. And, you know, a little reminder. It might be too late, but if you're still hanging around your parents for the holidays and you're maybe stopping by mom's or grandma's or your uncle's or your dad's, ask them. "Hey, what's your setup like? Do you need help?" Because I found out my dad, who is a diehard football fan, my dad loves to gamble. My dad loves his sports. My dad loves sports gambling and watching sports more than most dads. You know, he hasn't watched Thursday Night Football this year. You know why? No. Oh, Richie, I can't figure out. I have Amazon. My wife gets packages to the house every day. I'm like, Dad, you have Prime, yeah. Right? My dad's like, oh, of course I have Prime. No, Nelly gets packages delivered. My dad's wife, Nelly, gets packages delivered here every day. And I'm like, so just go on your smart TV, right? Where you have your Netflix and, oh, I can't. Do you see the Amazon, the Prime Video logo? Oh, I can't. I don't even know. I'm like, so you're just going to skip Thursday Night Football? Yes.
You know why? You know why? Because it's frustrating and it makes them feel old and inept and they just give up on it. It's really sad to see, man. It really is. And I understand. It just adds more confusion to everything. It's now we're overpaying for all these different apps. And we're paying more, if not more, as we were paying for cable already.
Cable stunk. This is a better option. It really is. It just, you know, learn or be left behind, right? It's like when we work at radio. You also worked in music radio before sports, right? Remember the transition of playing CDs to everything being on the computer? Remember there was always that one old radio DJ that was like, yeah, these stupid computers. Why are we not playing CDs? It's like, yeah, because we've evolved. Like, yo, if you're the guy that's fighting to still play CDs, you're done.
What Rich is saying is it goes back to something our good pal Gary Vaynerchuk, always says, innovate or die. And that's what's happening with the Sunday Ticket. But a lot of our parents' generation is a little reluctant to make those adjustments. So, you know, are they going to get YouTube TV now? Another app to add to their list? Another $64.99 per month plus their team cost or the $300 per season? I don't know.
But they will. They'll figure it out.
Here's what you need to do. Yeah. Every child needs to do this for their aging parent. Create an email address that you'll both have access to, and it's used solely for the purpose of signing up for services. So anytime you need to retrieve a password, you have access to this.
Man.
And you can control everything. It's like you have a power of attorney through email.
Or there you can sign up for everything. One like old person universal remote with like 6 buttons on it. So you know what I mean? Like
what, like a jitterbug remote?
Yeah, 6 buttons. Hulu.
Well,
Netflix.
I'm telling you, there's
YouTube TV.
There's a service.
And whatever else.
There's a service here. We're not. You know how they probably still have it, but remember Best Buy? Remember actually going to an electronics store? Remember Best Buy? And I'm sure they still have.
I still see the vans.
The Geek Squad.
The Geek Squad. They're still there.
I want to start a company like Help a Boomer.
Boomer Squad.
It's like you go to like people's parents' houses for an hour. It's $50 for an hour where you just go there and it's like, I can't figure out my Netflix and my Hulu. All right, you know, Covino's mom, here we go. We're going to set this up. You're all set. Thanks. Help a Boomer.
The Boomer Brigade.
The Boomer Brigade. There's got to be something.
That's no knock. I don't want it to be a knock.
We're gonna be that one day. You ever look at your kid and realize you're gonna be a pain in the ass to them one day? I look at my little kids. My daughter Emmy's 5 and my son Ben is almost 3, and I'm like, man, there's gonna be a day where they talk about me like I'm a dummy.
You're a burden.
Oh, Dad's so dumb. I know it's gonna happen. We're not there yet, but one day I will be dumb to my kids.
And I have one.
You're
last
dumb
thought.
To me today.
Thanks, Spot.
I think when it comes to football, I don't know how you just subscribe to your team option. Why not splurge for the entire $300 for the entire season?
I'm not. Some people don't have the money, Covino. And if you told them,
if it's not budget related, why wouldn't you just get all the games?
If someone's just a diehard Packers fan living in L.A., like for instance, Lee is a Packers fan living in L.A. He works for Fox. So I'm sure he'll try to get whatever he could get, but
he watches his games at Whole Foods.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe he could skip Whole Foods, the wild scene going on there. And I mean, if they said, hey, getting just the Packers is $30 a month, that might be an option for some people. That they're like, yeah, that's pretty sweet.
If you're a diehard football fan.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
You can't miss the primetime game. Well, primetime games you could probably find elsewhere, but yeah, man, you gotta watch every game. It's NFL.
NFL.
Yeah, if it were another sport,
not baseball.
I get it.
You care about other matchups.
Yeah, you know, I heard Jonas, who I think Jonas might be my favorite host on Fox besides myself, probably because he just has good stubble and he's a nice guy. No, but Jonas, one of my favorites here at Fox. I heard him talking to you guys earlier today about how the NFL killed the NBA ratings wise on Christmas Day.
21 million average for the NFL, 4 million average for the NBA on Christmas Day.
And Chris, I know you were not surprised by this.
Not surprised at all. No.
The NBA, you know, they have fans, they got hype, they have a lot of like social media, like the NBA is like popular.
They have bloggers.
Yeah, the NBA has like a cool vibe, but when you ask the world, like the United States, what do you watch? dude, it was like almost, it's six times more, practically. Six times more people watched. And by the way, remember, they were pretty crappy NFL games on Christmas Day. So people chose to watch like meaningless NFL games over LeBron or Giannis or the Warriors. So just put that in perspective how the NFL is killing it right now.
They watched Broncos-Rams instead of the NBA.
People watch the Broncos and Rams.
On Nickelodeon.
Think about that. With Baker Mayfield.
Nickelodeon. Watching slime.
Baker Mayfield getting picked up by a crane with some special effects. I saw that, and people getting slimed. And it, that's in a game that was like a 40-point differential, had better ratings than NBA superstars.
Neither of those teams own their draft pick. It's not even for draft position. Neither going to the playoffs. Baker Mayfield, it was like a laugher even by halftime. Ended up being a 50-burger. People still tuned into that rather than watch the Celtics and the Bucks,
which is wild. Well, your two best teams in the East lost to the two most underachieving
teams. One of the biggest franchises that the NBA has.
I know.
I want to take your phone calls on this too, 877-99 on Fox, because with this announcement, I think we could also say, let's stick a fork in cable.
Yeah. You
know, I think that's the other underlying sort of thought that comes along with this announcement.
Yeah, no
this
offense.
Is the end of it. Cable had a nice run. It's officially over now.
No offense to the fine folks at DirecTV, but when you lose Sunday Ticket, there's a lot of people that may have actually had DirecTV solely for the, well, you know, I get the perk of Sunday Ticket, and they're like, I'll pay. You know, they get that. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that got that DirecTV deal where it was a cheap monthly thing, and we'll throw in Sunday Ticket. They're done. I don't know what to tell you, man. And it just shows where things are headed. Amazon, YouTube. We're streaming now, everybody.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox,
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
So here's my question for you. I have a little friend in need. We got a message, a DM from Chris in Tampa. We all know a friend in need is a friend indeed. What's the lyric of the song? A friend with weed is better. Placebo, great 90s song. A friend
throwing
in need.
Back.
A friend in need. Chris in Tampa hit us up. And this email's interesting, and I'll tell you why. This little DM. Because I went to the barbershop yesterday. I saw Brutus the Barber Beefcake. You might know him.
Was he doing some cutting and a strutting?
So I went to the barber yesterday.
He gave you the Baldo Ronaldo cut.
Got a little trim up. The boss said they're filming you and I doing something in a week, so I wanted to get the haircut a week out. You don't want to get a haircut the day before something.
Oh, wait, so I got 1 week to lose 20 pounds?
Yes.
Great news.
Yeah, the boss said, hey, they're going to film you guys for, you know, some opportunities. So, you know, I said, let me get a haircut a week out. That's the best way. You don't want to get a haircut the day before something important because then you look too cut, right? So I sit down in the barber chair and my barber, Addy, he throws the cape on me and it's an LA Clippers cape. And I said, yo, I don't care, but I got to ask you, you're a barber. You're a very popular barber in LA. All your clients are cool with you rocking this big Clippers cape on them? Because you might be the only Clippers fan I know other than Monsi Bolaños and Clipper Darryl. So,
I mean, was it some sort of like crafty, cutesy barber tie-in because they're Clippers?
No, but that would have been cutesy, as you said.
No, because is he really a fan?
He's a Clippers fan.
Oh, really?
He's okay, a Clippers fan.
I thought maybe that's the tie-in.
Because
as they say in the barber world, the clips don't lie. The clips don't lie.
So he said, you know, believe it or not, he has like 2 or 3 clients that are like, yeah, can you like not put that on me? Or, yo, turn it inside out. I don't want that S on me. I'm like, whoa. He's like, there's Laker fans that are like, yo, you're my barber? But nah.
Well, this goes back to our previous conversation about jerseys. You know, there's rules to these sort of games. Like, I've never rocked. I mean, I have in my younger years. I mentioned before on a Throwback Thursday, I had a Raiders starter jacket. I really didn't like the Raiders. It just looked hard. Right? It just looked tough. It was in style. You grow up, you realize you can't misrepresent. You got to represent Zent, a Tribe Called Quest style. You got to rock the team you're a fan of. So I never, whether it be a hat just because it matches my kicks or whatever, I never rock the jersey or a hat of a team that I do not root for.
You know, I think that's a fair statement. Now,
but people do. Let's be real about that. You see people do that all the time.
There's a part two to this. So part one, the barber got the Clippers
cape.
And the Clippers. He's got his Clippers and he's got the Clipper cape. And he said Laker fan clients are like, nah, can you turn that inside out, my man? Yo, do you have a generic one? And I was like, hey, you know, I guess there's some people that.
I mean, it's a little extreme.
It's extreme, but
people are crazy. I would probably let it slide unless my friends were there and someone would take a pic to clown on me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So our buddy got the Clippers cape and we got this DM from Chris in Tampa and it sort of ties together. So pay attention. Yo, Covino and Rich, love you guys. Love that you're filling in for Dan Patrick. Been listening for years. Well, thank you, Chris. He goes, I'm a huge Cowboys fan living in Florida. My wife is a big shot in the sales world and has access to a suite for the first round of the NFL playoffs.
Sweet.
Do the math, boys.
Sweet.
Likely that will be the Cowboys at the Bucks. I'm a Cowboys fan. My wife, invited to this suite, said I could join her, but I either have to wear regular clothing or Tampa Bay Bucks gear and cannot root for my team out loud. Do I join her at the game?
Man, what kind of rules are these?
They're corporate rules. I mean, you don't get invited to. Listen, I've dealt
with. You could root for your team respectfully. No. I mean, are we not adults here?
That's ridiculous.
You know how much the suites are?
I mean, I get it, but the guy's supposed to fake his fandom.
Or not go. The option is also not go, Covino.
I mean, I guess I don't go. I can't fake the funk and pretend I'm rooting for a team I don't care about when, in fact, the team I care about is actually playing.
Yeah, but
that's like a weird ask for an adult. Like, he can't be a respectful adult and just, hey, I like this team.
I think it's also respectful to not go then.
Then that's it. Then I would take that option.
So you're gonna pass on a free opportunity to go to a playoff game because you can't.
And pretend that I'm rooting for the other team and wear their jersey?
Free food and drink.
What sort of fan are you if you're willing to do that?
Have you ever lived the sweet life? It's sweet.
The sweet life's pretty sweet.
It's
Covino.
Sweet.
But you're not going there for free weenies.
I mean, I kind of am.
Pigs in a blanket or whatever. You're going there for the team.
Yeah, this happened to me one time, but not at this level. We went, you know, Covino and I, you know, I'm not bragging. I'm just explaining. We've been to a lot of like sporting events, like World Series, Super Bowls, All-Star games.
Oh, you're the best.
The NBA All-Star games, home run derbies.
Yeah, bragger.
Why don't you brag about it? One time.
A game drop. He just game dropped.
So this is a true story. Covino and I did a broadcast from the bar inside Citi Field, McFadden's at Citi Field for the Mets playoffs. This was in 2015. So we're going back. We were living in New York. 2015, right before we came to LA. We're at Citi Field, the bar inside the stadium. After the game, we had our easiest way to get into the game. We had press passes, which is sort of eye-rolly because while we are press, we're not really press. I just want to see my Mets play. I went to go pick up my tickets from the press center, and they told me, I had to cover up my Mets shirt. And I was like, that's funny. And she goes, nah, you can't show an alliance while picking up your press passes. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. She goes, I am serious. Do I need to involve someone? And I'm like, whoa. All right. So I borrowed Covino's hoodie, did a little zip up, picked up my tickets, my press passes. And then I was like, all right, now I could take this. But they wouldn't even let me pick it up. So that's just something silly. Like, hey, the press can't be favor, you know, show favoritism.
So this is an old school throwback NFL. You make the call. John Quinones, what would you do? Give us a call at 877-99 on Fox. You get to see your team in a big moment, but you can't necessarily root and you can't represent. In fact, you have to represent for the other organization and pretend like you're rooting for them.
I'll give you the birds.
I would never play by those rules. I'm a grown man. I would never.
Let's say it's Niners, Eagles, and my buddy works for the Eagles, and he's like, "Hey, I got you the hookup, but you could come to Philadelphia. Everything's hooked up, but you can't root for your Niners." That would be tough.
It's a tough ask.
However, we have a buddy Mark, right? Our buddy Mark, who we work with at SiriusXM, he got invited to a game where he had no alliance whatsoever. Like, just a friend of a client was like, yo, you want to come up to Lambeau? And he's like, I've never been. Sure. So you throw on the Packers hat while you're there.
That's
with
a bit different, though. I mean,
no, agreed. That's
I'm not sure if I respect that, but his team wasn't playing. Right? So he was just sort of when in Rome sort of deal.
Yeah, but then you got to ask yourself from a business perspective. I know one of the big bosses that works here at Fox Sports Radio and iHeart once said to me, hey, man, got to remember who pays the bills. Dodgers pay the bills. You know, like a lot of times the relationships you have with teams and the relationships or clients you have, you know, you might need to, I'm not saying root against your team. But would you be able to
respectfully, Rich? Like, you and I worked for the Mets Network, SNY, right? All things New York sports, Mets, Jets, and the Rangers and all that. Did I ever hide the fact that I really didn't like the Mets at all? I was a Yankees fan.
Yeah, but you're a host, and that was the gimmick. I'm talking about, like, respect.
You could do that respectfully, right? If you can't conduct yourself respectfully as an adult, you shouldn't be in that suite anyway. So I don't know. I couldn't. You're asking me. I don't think I could play by those rules. I don't need to sit in your suite,
Covino,
that bad.
Covino.
If I have to now rock some stuff I don't believe in.
If all of a sudden someone said, hey, Covino, there's a new client that wants to do a big commercial buy on Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich.
Okay.
They're, you know, they're down the coast in San Diego. They're big fans of your show. They want to meet with you guys. They got a suite at the Padres game. And you show up, and they like, some one of like the clients is like, yo, here's a Padres shirt. You're a Yankees fan. The Padres are so off your radar. You wouldn't throw on the Padres shirt during a little lunch at the, in the suite or something?
Let me think about it.
I don't know.
I would be quick to do it. I don't feel right about it.
Lee, would you guys, for business purposes,
I'm
not saying root against, I would never root against my team, but would you like fake fandom or play along if it was a business reason?
I think you just have to be real with it. I mean, and especially if it's a playoff game. Maybe if it's a regular season game, you can kind of.
I'm saying if the client, though,
play neutral.
Is heavily invested, let's say it's like a part, let's say you're invited somewhere because someone's maybe like part of the management or ownership or something. Like rooting for someone else is sort of an insult to them.
I don't believe that I'm okay with it. If I did it for business reasons and they were going to pay me, maybe I'll throw on the t-shirt, but I'll make it clear. Like, I'm only doing this because I love you guys. I'm a Yankees fan.
I don't like inviting. Yo, Lee, I have a rule. I don't like inviting people over my home if they're rooting against me.
I'm there with you on that one. But I know people who are Dodgers fans who work for the Yankees. They have Dodgers tattoos.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, when you think about it, most people that work for an organization, like if you say, like, oh, who's the main saleswoman or sales guy at, you know, for Dodgers ticket sales, for all we know, they're an Angels fan. It's a job a lot of times, right? But I'm just saying, if you're a diehard sports fan and you're invited somewhere, like Chris here in Tampa, who hit us up, if you missed that part of the story, Chris in Tampa DM'd us and said he might have a chance to go to the Cowboys Bucks game, because that'll likely be the wild card game, right? The four seed versus the best wild card, Bucks hosting against his Cowboys. His wife has sweet tickets, but he won't be able to wear his Cowboys gear or openly root for the Cowboys. What do you do?
I would try to find the compromise. That's what I would do. I'd be like, all right, well, how about I don't rock any gear? Like, there's no
sign
at the stadium that says, right, like, to enter the stadium, you have to rock football gear. So I would choose to, hey, well, can I just wear my regular clothes?
All right, so let's say you're a big Lakers fan, right? And you meet Mark Cuban, and he's like, yeah, when you're in Dallas, I would love to host you at a game. Nice to see you, Covino. You don't rock a Lakers jersey when you're hanging out with Mark Cuban? Isn't that insulting?
I would opt to, yeah, that is a bit insulting. I would opt to just wear regular clothes at that point.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.